She might even say it's a problem that Nick is having a 10th child. She might have been mad at Nick back at 4 or 5 or whatever. But yeah, I'd like to hear somebody else's perspective on it. Come on in, Pink and Blue. Let's talk. Come on in. How you doing, Pink and Blue?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I am doing okay. I'm tired as hell, and I want somebody to like dampen my back. Do you know when you're so tired that you just want someone to like massage you, but do it so like hard that it makes you just hurt? It's a weird. I think I have like DOMS. You know when you've worked out and then like 2 days later you feel like shit.
Yeah, that's me every day. I'm always 2 days off of a workout. The Asian ladies usually take care of that. You know, they put their feet on me. They hold on to the pipe in the ceiling and then they put their feet on. Yeah.
That's what I need. But you know what? Like, if you have a baby, like, because when I was a kid, I used to stamp on my aunt's back whenever they had a backache. Because I... babies are tiny and they don't weigh a lot, so I used to do that. That's what I need. Maybe I should just have a baby, then I can tell them that I can
have a baby. Hold up! You're gonna have a baby just so you can have them walk on your back?
I'm just kidding. I'm not that crazy.
Maybe you need to talk to Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon popping them out left, right, center. He just had that baby, didn't he? That is 10th.
Yeah, he's about to have this baby.
How do you feel about it?
How do I feel about it? To be honest, I don't care. I don't really have any feelings towards it. I don't really see the reason why I should. But if I was to have an opinion, I would say that he is definitely... he's like a public example of the typical black guy having multiple baby mamas, which is not a good look.
Are you black?
I'm of East African heritage, so I'm black.
Okay, and is that like a typical thing that most black guys have multiple baby mamas, as you said?
Well, in my culture, they typically marry them. So they'll marry like 4 wives. And then they'll like fuck around in that way. But black men in general, 100%. They just pop them out left, right, and center.
Oh, wow. So white men don't, or Hispanic men, I tend to group Hispanic men into the same thing as black men, but you're saying like no other culture does that? Is that what you're saying?
Of course they do. But it's
what are you doing right now, Pink and Blue? What are you doing right now? You trying to tell me you're trying to put a spotlight on black men, but you won't put it on anybody else?
But the thing is, it sounds like I'm saying it as though it's when you're asking me these kinds of questions, it's like you are implying that I'm stereotyping black men, which I am in a way, but I'm just highlighting something that's more common amongst them. Same way you could say that more black women wear weaves than non-white women. Some white women wear weaves, you know, but not a lot. The same way lots of black men tend to have lots of baby mamas. And less so amongst other cultures. It's just something that happens. It just happens to be a racial thing, but it's not.
So what about black women? Do black women have more baby daddies than other cultures?
Yes, they do. For sure.
Okay. And why do you think this is so? Why do you think it's like that? I want to get to the bottom of all of this for real. I want to know why.
It's the culture. It is the fact that It's the fact that people don't value the sanctity of marriage and monogamy more so. People can't keep it in their pants, lack of self-control. The culture also, the culture makes it so that it's kind of like something that a guy, it's like amongst black men, you can't really expect them to be loyal, I'll be honest with you. Most of the time. But like a white guy, you're more likely to find that. Sure enough, white guys cheat, Spanish guys cheat. Like lots of people cheat, but it's
But
more
you think it's
likely.
more so a black thing. So you think the problem with monogamy and the cheating thing is prevalent in a black community or in black culture, as you said, just as well as fried chicken and watermelon.
100%. But it's just more, it's more accepted. It's more seen as like something that's like to be expected than say in like a white or Spanish household. Would you agree with what I'm saying? Or
Oh,
would you
hell no, I
disagree?
wouldn't agree. I would disagree. I disagree to the fullest because I know some, I have some white friends and anything who run around like rabid dogs and anything. They after anything that moves.
That's right, there is. And I'm not saying that there isn't. I've never once said that there isn't. I'm just using gen I'm just referring to generalities, to things that are more general and things that are more common. But
I think
that's not
it's
to say that other cultures don't do that. But
I
it
think it's
just
a
happens to
50-50
be more
thing.
common.
I know just as many white guys and other guys and other cultures and anything that cheat, as well as I know as many black guys and anything who are married and monogamous and anything. So I don't think that it's a culture thing. I think that it's just a person thing. That's just me. And anything, that's because I've been around, both kinds of people. You know what I mean? That's just like I know some women who got who has a who have multiple baby daddies and anything. Then I know some women and anything who have all their children by one guy. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it's a I'm not sure if it's a culture thing. You know what I mean? Hell, I know I know people that's that dispel that myth and anything I'm saying every day. So I'm not sure if I want to I'm not sure if I'm gonna stand on that on that hill with you. You know what I'm saying? That's when you have to stand on by yourself. And I'm kind of surprised that you're saying this. I'm surprised. All right, are you involved with
I mean,
someone?
this is just so common. This is like,
Are
this
you?
is the truth.
That's
This
TV.
is
That's
the truth.
TV. That's just
This,
TV. That's only on TV and in the movies.
not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So is that
not
the way
at
it
all.
is in your is that the way it is in like where you live?
What do you mean? Like in the UK?
Like yes, in the UK, is that like the way things that's is that the way the relationship climate is over in the UK?
Well, like I said, it's like, yes, it is, but it's not necessarily because I'm in the UK. It's just that black culture is black culture, and black culture makes it so that it's kind of accepted to have multiple baby mamas, to be like running the street as a man. That shit is that shit is more accepted. It's more normal in black culture than it is in white culture, but it's still prevalent in all cultures. You find all these fucking Indians and Asians that are sleeping around with some white chick on the block, you know? But I'm saying, I am talking about what's accepted and what's more common.
Why do you think that it's accepted, and why do you think that it's that way? Like, why? Where do you think that comes from? Like, why do you think it's like that in a black culture?
That is a good question. I would say that the media and its portrayal of black people plays a role, because in some ways, because we, and if you actually think about it, who is it that controls the media? It tends to be white people, you know. And it's like, when like a young, impressionable black man is watching these TV shows and these dramas and all of this, like when like he's seeing this on TV, He is more likely to think that that's what is expected of me, that like that is
Or
how I should be behaving as a black man. I should be fucking all these women and having all these baby mamas and things like
I
that. So
agree.
I would say that the media has def I mean society and the media has a big role to play in the portrayal of the typical black man and the typical black woman. And there's such a thing as it's like in psychology it's called projective identification. It's when you it's when you begin to adhere to the projection of you. So you begin to identify with what's being projected onto you. So it's not actually who you are, but it's what other people think you should be. So you then begin to identify with that and you begin to behave in a way that's in accordance to what's expected of you. So that's definitely the case.
Because what they—that's what they do in urban. That's what they do in urban neighborhoods, and that's what the media does to urban neighborhoods. That's what the news do. They make everybody think that they're troublesome beings, and nobody wants to be bothered with them, and so they become that very thing. But
Exactly.
that very same media that misinforms, young black men, that this is the way things is, and this is the way that they're supposed to be, and does that psychological projection on them. It's the very same media that misinforms a young, what did you say, West African woman, Nathan, who lives in the UK, Nathan, and makes her believe that that's exactly how everyone is.
I'm not West African, I'm East African.
East African, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. East African.
You're right, but it's like when you see other like when you see the men around you, the black men around you that are like that, that's the reality. You can't necessarily go by anything other than what's in front of you. And what I see and what I've seen growing up is that black men do have like tons of baby mamas. Lots of them don't really give a sh I mean, like, not lots, but a lot of them tend to be deadbeat dads that are absent and don't give a
Oh
shit.
wow.
So
So do you know any and anything that aren't deadbeat dads and that do give a shit?
I do not know a single black man that is a good father and is a good husband. Not a single. But then again,
Were you?
I don't know a lot of people. Then again, I don't know a lot of people. So, but you know what? I am 26. I have seen my aunts grow up, and they are a little bit older than me. I've seen the way that they've been, the kinds of men that they've dealt with, black men, obviously, multiple black men. I've seen them all to be deadbeats. They have a kid or two with them, and then they ditch. So I've never seen a good example of a black man, and my brother is a dickhead. He just loves money, and he doesn't give a shit about me. He doesn't give a shit about really anyone besides money. So I've never seen a good black man. And to be honest, growing up, when I was younger, I was like, I'm never gonna marry a black man. And to this day, it sounds kind of crazy to say this, but that is still the mentality I have. Of course, I've not exiled them out of my dating pool, but like it takes a lot for me to take a black guy seriously.
I
Just being
hate you.
honest with you.
Well, I'll tell you. You said you don't know of any men, any black men who have children who aren't deadbeat dads. Well, now you met one. I'm one. I'm one. I'm a black man, and I'm not a deadbeat dad. I have five kids and everything. I definitely take care of them all. Right. So at least you know one. I know several. Whether it's my father, my brother. I know several though. I know friends who take care of all their children. Actually, I wouldn't even want a guy around me and anything if he didn't take care of his kids. Anything. So, but I understand where you're coming from. I understand it's like, you can only you can only speak on the things that you know and you've seen. And so, if that's all you've seen, awesome. But I hope that you get a. I hope you get some better examples and anything in your life for you. Even if you don't, even if it's not who you end up with in a relationship or in a marriage or whatever, at least I just hope that you get some better examples to look at and anything, just to kind of skew these results and anything that you're giving me about black men and anything being deadbeats and no good for nothings and whatever have you. And what do you think is the solution to it, if there was ever one, if there is one, a solution, anything to changing that whole narrative on black men being deadbeats and anything or whatever. What do you think can be done? And don't just tell me, well, they just got to stop being deadbeats. It got to be something else that can be done.
I think that the root cause of almost all deadbeat dads is a poor example of a mother. Because if the mother chose poorly and she didn't marry or she didn't choose a father figure that was appropriate and
right.
a good example of a man for her child, then the likelihood of that child coming out as a deadbeat is, or just like a complete, you know, useless to person to society, it would be far lower. So I would say it starts with mothers, it starts with women, it starts with women making better choices for themselves. And
I agree, and also
men fixing up their own issues, because obviously I say that, but that's kind of like me talking in the future. But at the moment, what we have is men. So these men need to deal with the issues that they have, whether they have substance abuse issues, whether they have emotional issues, whether they have anger management issues. If they just begin to take control and take some accountability for them, for their actions, and some responsibility, you know, like... if they learn what responsibility actually means and what it takes, then they will act better. But it takes personal change. And personal change is it's something that is very difficult and very hard. Because nobody, to be honest with you, people don't change. That is just a fact. It takes the person to really be honest with themselves and to want to change, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, change,
yeah, I get
it's a hard thing. You don't just do it over one day or overnight. It's like...
Oh, okay, I thought you said nobody actually changes at all. Okay, so they do change, but it doesn't happen overnight. Gotcha.
It doesn't happen overnight, and for someone to change, it takes a lot, is what I mean. So when I say people don't change, I mean that in general, people tend to go back to people tend to go back to their old ways. It's kind of like, it's like after 25, generally the person's personality is like solid. Like who they are, it's very difficult for them to change who they are. And then as they get older, they get more entrenched in, you know, habits, in how they approach life. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very difficult for people to change. So, yeah, what I think needs to happen is exactly that. Men taking responsibility and women taking responsibility for who they have children with. That would be the best.
So to wrap things up, I want to ask you this. So, like we were talking about in the beginning, Nick Cannon, 10 kids, he takes care of them all. He's not a deadbeat dad. So what do you say to that now that you've told me all of this right here? You can't really apply those, you know, you can't really apply those rules. You can't really apply that label and anything to Nick Cannon and anything, because he's not a deadbeat dad. So what do you say to that now?
I don't know the ins and outs of his life, but one fact I know is that if you have 10 kids, let alone, like, even if you have one kid, it takes so much out of you. Like, you need to be physically, you need to give so much to a child. And as much as Nick Cannon is probably financially, you know, stable and well off, whether or not he's taking care of his kids, whether he's physically present enough for them, just being there for them, I don't know. Because I don't know the guy, so that's not for me to comment on. So yeah. But he's definitely not a financial deadbeat. But he is popping kids out left, right, and center. And it's like, why? What's the need? I don't see the need. I have 10 kids.
All right. Well, you know, hey, listen, I enjoyed the conversation. I followed you now and everything because I definitely like to talk with you again. You know, I'll be putting up some of them. I'll start putting up some more conversation pieces in the future. But I thank you for joining the conversation today. And you know, you're pretty smart. I like you.
Oh, thank you. I
You
am
know, it's
following
hard.
you.
Okay, it's hard to you know, it's hard to have conversation with people sometimes who really don't have a thing to say. But you definitely have some things to say and things to consider. So I appreciate it, and I thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Are you gonna get going?
Yeah, I'm gonna get
Now?
going now. I got a couple of things to do, and then I'll probably be back up again later on this evening.
Great. All right then. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
See you around. Bye-bye.
All right.